All right. Good morning, everybody. Actually, I was going to read something, but later today when I have an opportunity, I'm going to send you guys out Kevin's assignment and Benjamin's assignment, both really good. And in my reply to Benjamin, well, I'm going to read one quote from Benjamin and read what Benjamin said. This, he says, I am always the limiting factor here in this life. As humans, we can only give 100% of our effort. With God, the percentage becomes incalculable. Isn't that awesome? Think about that. With God, the percentage becomes incalculable. And then when in my reply, one thing, you know, D.L. Moody said this, speaking about Moses, and it's just, to me, it's an awesome quote, and it really makes you think. But he said this: Moses spent 40 years thinking he was somebody. So he was doing his best for 40 years and ended up having to flee Egypt doing his best, and had to spend, then he spent 40 years learning he was nobody. So he went out and lived in a desert, was a shepherd, got married, and then he said he spent the next 40 years, the last 40 years of his life, discovering what God can do with a nobody. Now, I don't know, there's probably maybe a couple of us on this phone that got another 60 years of life, so you got 20 to go learning you're a nobody and 20 to discovering you're what God can do with a nobody, but I don't think I got that much time. So it's time to get to work. Anyway, but, you know, it just makes me think about that. You know, Moses, you could take his life in 3 40-year segments, and he had to learn what it meant, what it is to do better than your best, because he had to find himself relying 100% on God. And anyway, this morning, as we go into a revisiting 1 through 16, it's a good thing just to reflect back, to go back and take these chapters. Each is a snapshot today. And then you can take those snapshots and do an assignment this week. And send me your assignment so I can reply to it. And we both get blessed when you do that. When you send me an assignment, you get blessed by doing your assignment. I get to respond. I get to read your assignment, so I get blessed by that. And then I get the response. So now you get a double blessing. You get the blessing of doing the assignment, and you get the second blessing when you get a response to your assignment. So just think about that. You get a double blessing when you do one. That's awesome. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the opportunity to listen and learn and to grow. You know, this world, it just is always, you know, it's always been a pretty kooky place, but it does seem like it's getting kookier every day. But we thank you that we have a firm foundation that we rely on, and his name is the Lord Jesus Christ. We rest in him, we rely on him, we look to him, and Lord, as we trust in him, we find that there is a way and a plan that you have for us, and you have a way for us to go today. We just commit this morning into your hands. We do pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. It says there, that verse that Patrick was quoting, every knee will bow. And then, it says every knee will bow, every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And you know, how you go onto your knees? Are you just going to automatically fall on your face, or are you going to be hiding behind a bush? You know, it says Adam and Eve, when they sinned, they put on fig leaves. And isn't that what we do as people, human beings? We put a fig leaf over our life thinking it's going to make us look good. And then God had to come and give them something warm to wear. He sacrificed, he killed an animal, and he made them skins to wear. Because there's a lot there, but you know, it's taking the time and to understand who we serve. We serve an awesome God. You know, it says there in 2 Timothy 2:15, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. Oh my God, that's an impossible task, isn't it? And then, but he says, you know, how do we start? He says, avoid irreverent babble. And isn't that, you know, the world is full of, it just, it infuses us every day with irreverent babble. So, you know, these chapters, they'll really help you if you just take the time. Do an assignment this week. Take a minute, maybe more than a minute, but go through the chapters, look at them, understand, what are they saying, what's being communicated, how does it make a difference, how has it affected your bottom line, how has it changed your balance sheet, both the physical balance sheet of your company, the physical balance sheet of your home, in your finances, and the balance sheet of your life. Because isn't that what God does? He just changes our balance sheet. We're cash positive in Jesus Christ, if I can put it that way. And so, but we have to always, it's always doing better than your best. What does it do? It's relying on, trusting in, and knowing that God is going to do something. God is always in charge. And so that's why we take a minute, we go back through. Let's pray as we get into the balance of our day. Father, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for what you're doing, for working in our hearts and our lives, for getting our balance sheets in order, both just the physical ones we see with our finances and our businesses, and putting things in order that we can have our lives in order. And then, Lord, we see how it wasn't really our balance sheet of our companies you were working on now that time. It was us. Every one of us, you are working in our hearts and our lives to put us back in order. And we thank you for the life that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, who brings order, who brings sanity, who brings structure, and ultimately, and best of all, Lord, he brings salvation, the forgiveness of our sins, and a new life, new creations in Christ Jesus. That is what we are as we strike out in the balance of our day. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time to be gathered together. We do pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.